This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. In a few minutes, the men who produced the great music of rhythm and blues legend Percy Sledge. First, though, strike up this band. Pennsylvania, the official song of the Keystone State, time again for our series on the swing states in this year's election, a series that's had our partners at Slate visiting the toss-up states. Day to Day's Noah Adams spoke earlier with Slate contributor Bill Gifford, who actually lives in hotly contested Pennsylvania.
Welcome, Mr. Gifford.
Thank you.
And as you know, we like to start these stories with a very quick check of each state's voting history. So, in 2000, Pennsylvania went for
Al Gore.
By how big a margin?
Gore got 51%, George W. Bush got 46%, and Ralph Nader got 2%.
And elections in the past, how did they go?
Well, since 1964, Pennsylvania has voted for the winning candidate every time except 1968, when it went for Humphrey, and as we just mentioned, 2000.
Okay, and how many electoral votes are at stake in Pennsylvania?
21.
21. You don't live in the big P towns, Philadelphia, Pittsburgh, the urban centers. You're out in the countryside. Tell us about where you do live and how the election's going there.
I live near Lancaster, which is a very conservative, very Christian, agricultural sort of area. It's very heartlandy, a lot of small towns. Traditionally, this is an area where the Republicans have tried to rack up gigantic majorities so that they can kind of counterbalance the big Democratic turnouts in the big cities. This time, it seems like there are a lot more carry signs than I would expect, especially since the debate last week.
You write that the war and jobs are both big issues in the state. That's understandable. You say, our friends drive an hour to work at bad jobs. Our neighbor's kid got sent to Baghdad. How are those factors going to play in the election?
Well, Pennsylvania has always been a strong military state. We sent a lot of kids to Vietnam. We sent a lot of kids to Iraq. And we've sent a lot of dads to Iraq, too, in the Guard and the Reserves. And more people in the state seem to oppose the war right now than favor it. So that's obviously a negative for the president. On the economy, you know, we've lost a lot of manufacturing jobs, and some of them have been replaced by things like pharmaceutical jobs in the Philadelphia suburbs. But the economy has basically been pretty flat for about 20 years. So we haven't had a lot of good news on the economic front.
And that would translate into votes for Senator Kerry? Possible?
Actually, what it translates into is discontent with the president more than votes for Senator Kerry. Over the summer, you know, you heard a lot of complaining from Republicans about the president, but they weren't going to go so far as to vote for Kerry.
Another factor here is Senator Kerry's wife, Senator John Kerry's wife, Teresa Hines Kerry, is the widow of the late senator from Pennsylvania, John Hines. Well known, Teresa Hines Kerry is as a philanthropist in the Pittsburgh area. That's a plus. Or is it more complicated for John Kerry?
Well, it's certainly a plus in the western part of the state, where her foundations have really re-energized Pittsburgh. I mean, Pittsburgh is a lovely place to visit now, which it wasn't 20 years ago. In the rest of the state, it's probably a little more complicated because, you know, people's views of the role of a first lady are probably a little bit more traditional, a little bit more subdued than she has been willing to be.
She's quite a bit outspoken.
She's outspoken, and, you know, that goes over well probably in the cities, but maybe not so well in the more traditional parts of the state.
So the bottom line here, we always ask this question, if you have to bet, who wins in Pennsylvania next month?
I could flip a coin and it would be just as accurate, but President Bush is really trying hard to win this state. He's been here 40 times, and I think the thinking in the Bush campaign is that if they can win Pennsylvania, which has traditionally been a Democratic state, which has a big majority of registered Democrats, then all the other dominoes will fall. But having said that, I have to say that it'll probably be Kerry, but it'll be very close.
Okay, we're making a note of that.
Please don't.
Okay. Opinion and analysis from Slate contributor Bill Gifford, who lives in Mount Gretna, Pennsylvania. You'll find all of Slate's swing state stories at slate.com. Thank you, Mr. Gifford.
Thank you, Noah.
And that interview by Day to Day's Noah Adams.